This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Some
shade, Kiki, with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Oh my God! I'm dead. I'm buried. I'm reincarnated because I just am getting my life with the one and only witch, making me believe in crystals once again. The goddess from season 12, Crystal Method.
Howdy, y'all. I'm ready to drag her.
Oh, we're ready to drag her. Because, Crystal, good news. You're on the only Drag Race podcast on the internet. And we really thank you for being a part of this.
I know. I only listen to podcasts about Drag Race. And mm-hmm. This is the only one I've been able to find.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, no one else has had the idea to be gay online. So we're really excited to have you. Crystal, you're such a fucking joy. I mean, everyone, when we told listeners you were coming on the pod, everyone also died.
People are obsessed with me. when they meet me, they cry. It's incredible. I love it.
It's like you have people passing out like old 90s Michael Jackson concerts, like back in the day. But thank you for coming, El DeBarge. We're so happy to have you. Real treat, real treat.
I'm so glad to be here.
Crystal. Some questions about your drag journey before we jump into any one of the 8 seasons of Drag Race on right now. How has this year been with the highs and lows of season 12, etc.?
Oh, wow. It was so strange to experience the whole... It's been a year. Yesterday was our year anniversary.
Isn't that crazy?
Since the announcement. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird. I thought my life would be a little bit different.
Yes.
But I'm really happy with where I'm at.
Yeah.
No complaints. I get to do drag full time. And all of my tweets get at least 1,000 likes. So what's not to love?
Well, I mean, and that's something you can tell your grandchildren. You know, like yeah. That'll make that. I'm sure your parents are really proud when you tell them that. They get it.
Yeah, they really love Twitter, my parents.
Well, I am excited for the world to reopen again so we can see what you're going to continue to do with your legacy. But you're already killing it. And you have merchandise that I want to plug multiple times so people can support you. You have new merchandise.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm an international girl now. I have merch at mybestjudymerch.com if you live in the U.S. We've got Merch Mother. If you're Australian down under, you can get my merch too.
Oh, yeah.
And where is it? It's Drag Merch UK.
I love
it. If you live over there. How incredible.
It's incredible. I love it. And people should support you even directly on PayPal or Venmo if they want. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm Crystal Method everywhere, and I accept all money and all. I have a P.O. box as well.
Hell yes.
If you want to send me goodies.
Hell yes. I'm going to get Kellogg's to send you some limited edition cereals.
Duncan Hines sent me cupcakes.
Shut up. I thought they just made the frosting. They make the... Wow. That's gaggy. That's incredible. You are a real favorite. You are a stunner. The second you came to a Drag Race finale inside of a pinata, I just converted to the religion of Crystal Method.
Thank you so much. And there is still confetti in my living room that I'm finding each time I vacuum.
That'll get you. I mean, glitter too. I mean, glitter never goes away.
Yeah, it's kind of just a part of my life.
Yeah. My God. Okay, so when you were doing finale, they drop a giant kit of shit at your house and they say, set it up and do three amazing lip syncs for us.
Yes.
My God. Holy
shit.
That was quite a
time. I think that was probably the most stressed I'd ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, I bet. That's a weird thing. It is a stunning finale. I can't believe it worked.
I'm obsessed with it. I actually think it looks really great. But I'm hoping the girls this year get a real finale. And I want to go.
You have to go. Oh, wait. Do you have any? I'm trying to think what would be funny. It would be pretty gaggy if you went as Elle DeBarge. It would also be... there's a million things. I also want to ask, am I correct in assuming that the one-woman show was the hardest challenge on your season?
Let me think.
I'm just probably thinking about the pressure.
For me, the hardest challenge was Snatch Game. Uh-huh. I don't do that. I won the one-woman show, and for some reason, it was just not hard for me. Well, yeah. After I got over my initial struggle.
Sure, of course. Isn't that so weird? I think that's true of any art form, but like you're good at what you're good at and you can't always say why.
Yeah. It was like, especially whenever I'm not given strict rules to like go off of, I can't think of an idea. It's like the color purple. That was one of the things I spent the most time brainstorming on because I was like, what's purple?
Yeah.
So One Woman Show, they were like, you can do anything. And that's like... deciding is half the battle for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wait, when you did Like a Bird at the finale, was that your number one song choice? Was that it? Were you like, I have to be a bird and do Like a Bird?
Well, yes. Yeah, so that was the one song where I was like, I can do this really funny. And so I was really hoping to get that one.
Yes.
And I did.
Work. And you just have to be like, please get the rights to this, please.
Yeah, it was funny because... Me, Gigi, and Jada, we were kind of talking about what songs we were thinking about doing without, like, giving too much away to each other.
Uh-huh.
And just to make sure that we weren't picking any of the same ones.
Right. You don't want to all do, like, Janet. That would be weird. Which is popular for a finale. Very popular.
Yeah.
Or, like, all do Samantha Mumba, which, I mean, I get it. Everyone's fighting for a Samantha Mumba song. Am I right? You're too young. You don't even remember. Grande's big. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Well, Gag, I can't wait to see you travel the world. Why don't you go to Australia where people are fucking partying? Have you seen the footage of people dancing to Chromatica in Australia?
No. And now I'm feeling really upset because I was supposed to go and it's got postponed.
Oh my God. Go, Crystal. Go right now. There's fags fucking partying, dancing to Chromatica in clubs in Australia. There's footage of it, and my skin sizzled because I got so irate, so burning mad.
Yeah, I just want to dance to Rain on Me in a crowd of gay people, too.
I know, 100%. I want a creep to like squeak my goose and go and just like, I want that to happen. What a treasure. Well, Crystal, we're watching 800 seasons of Drag Race. Do you, when we were texting earlier, you were like, can I say something about UK? Did you have anything you wanted to say about UK happening right now?
Oh, UK. I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with UK. I can't wait for Canada to come back too. I need every day of the week to just watch Drag Race.
Me too.
Because what else is there to do? But
me too. Slovenia's Drag Race.
I was so sad about Joe Black.
I know. What the fuck? I mean, really both of them gutted me. I don't know if you're current with episode two, but I'll just say they gutted me.
No, I saw. I'm here.
Sucks.
And I don't know if they should have been in the bottom.
No, of course not. Because when that person came out on the runway, I really was aghast. I really was just like, oh, I thought it was stunning.
Me too. The first look was one of my faves. The reveal, I wasn't in love with.
You weren't in love with. Yeah. I, for whatever reason, I easily bought it. I was like, okay, let's go here. But yes, the creativity and the excitement of UK is fantastic. I am so excited.
And Tace.
Tace.
Yeah. I don't have to say anything else.
Tace is, man, I mean, unbelievably crazy looking like that. Those stills of her doing the lip sync looks like something from a fucking Matrix movie, like, because it looks like the film was like color treated, but it's just her.
Yeah. I wish, I mean, that's, I think what I think I look like when I'm in drag.
How do you know it's not? How do you know? Yeah, I think that's fucking, she's fun. And then I just want to say, Astina, did you ever play Mortal Kombat? Astina's Mortal Kombat moment.
Oh yeah.
I loved.
I couldn't get over how perfect her body was.
That was
it.
Kind
of reminded me of myself in that way.
Oh yeah, totally. Just, I mean, because you, you're basically the next Carmen Carrera. You just will not keep your clothes on.
Yeah, body, yaddy, yaddy.
Always relying, you bitch. Oh, Crystal, you're such a treat. Yeah, UK's exciting. I can't wait to see what happens. But let's jumble into this season of Gagarina Tree. Wow. Okay, overall impressions of season 13 before we dive into this episode. What are you thinking?
Overall impressions of season 13.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm biased because I am coming off of just being on television. No, I think it's good. I'm just ready. I can't believe it's episode four now.
Yes.
And someone's just now going home.
Yes.
I need a triple elimination. I need these girls to get out of here.
Yeah. For the first time in Drag Race history, you're all going home.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's great that we've gotten to know everyone. It's like the stakes are so high when someone gets eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the makeover challenge when no one went home on my season. I was so pissed, especially if I didn't win.
Okay. I was just about to say the same thing where I was like, that's one of the times where I was like, you really won that. And it like made me mad. It made me mad that you didn't win it. It was like a Milk All-Stars 3 moment where I was like, this is fucking bullshit.
I know. I felt really betrayed that day. So
yeah.
That's where I'm thinking coming from the other contestants. I'm like, mm-hmm. Come on. Each week is like.
Girl. Also, your gal killed the lip sync on that episode, which I very much remember.
She killed the lip sync. Opal, my little Grace. She killed the lip sync. And she had confetti revealed that she threw off stage so it wouldn't like cause a mess.
Genius. So a considerate diva. That's
yes.
What more do you want? Jesus. Yeah, I mean they're really great. They're really sickening. I love this batch of gals. And it's exciting to finally fucking see them together. My God.
There's so many of them lined up. I couldn't believe.
Yeah, it was more it had to be more than 5. I didn't count, but it had to be. Yeah, they're really fun. It's fun to see them together. It's fun to see them talking shit with each other for once. Of course, this episode starts with the hiding Elliot drama.
Ooh, yes.
Can you believe how much hiding of contestants? Like, hiding contestants is the new death drop in Drag Race. You know what I mean? Like, That has really become a constant.
I just think it's so funny with the Elliot situation. It's like when she got revealed to join the winning team, like mm-hmm. none of those people knew who she was. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, they were like, what's going on? And now she's coming back in. They're trying to get the other girls to talk smack on her.
Fucking Mean Girls middle school shit. Of like, I hate her, don't you? Yeah.
That was too much. I also wrote down from this hiding Elliot scene, Lalaurie's look for meeting the return girls, I was obsessed with.
She
had blue glitter on her eyes, a blue jacket. She looked great.
Yum. A lot of them where I'm like, damn, they have to burn an outfit just for this fake fight moment.
I remember that day. I wore something sickening.
Oh, right. Because obviously they split y'all up. Yeah, wait, what did you wear when they made you like come together?
I wore like this black dress with like pink on the inside, and it was like Frida Kahlo. I had flowers in my hair and a unibrow.
Yeah, and that was it. And then you just had to say bye to that look that didn't even get like got like.
And then it was just see ya.
Bye. Oh, you spent a couple $100 on that? Cute, 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 cute. Bye.
But that's okay. It's a casual meeting.
You'll bring it back. You'll bring it back for All Stars, right?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, dumb question, but would she do All Stars?
Would I do All Stars?
Theoretically.
I would theoretically do an All Stars if it was me and Gigi on the same season and it was a double crowning.
That's so cute. That's so cute. Have the fans finally left y'all alone with the whole shipping situation?
They have not, and I hope they never stop.
it's a good ship situation, you know?
It's cute. Every time I'm like, this is so romantic.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I mean, yeah, there's who's better to be shipped with to be like, oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I want to cling myself to Gigi as long as I can.
I love that. I think you should. And I mean, yeah, I bet they'll put you on a season together so that they can force you to hate each other or something.
Yeah, we're going to come back as a couple, and then the heat of the competition, we're going to break up, and then we'll make up for the crowning, before the crowning.
Yes. Oh, you'll have a big breakup, and then you'll ask her, why do you have a dead man's penis on your phone?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Okay.
All-Stars 11.
All-Stars 11! And that one, of course, will be on the moon colony. So Lalaurie says Tamisha likes to fight. I was like, okay, did not know that. Good to know.
I didn't know she liked to fight either, but I thought it interesting because when Elliot was like, why didn't you just volunteer to be in the bottom? Mm-hmm. You could see Tamisha in her eyes. She was like, I'm going to end this girl. And then mm-hmm. she was like, then she stopped herself. Mm-hmm. And she was like, because we voted you.
Because it was you. Why uh-huh. wasn't that me? It wasn't me because it was you. I liked that. I like that. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I mean, like, look, that's what happens. It's mean, but that's what they do to you on the show. And then, do you see that sneaky bye, Dawn, that they put on the mirror message when we came back into the workroom?
No.
Girl, World of Wonder is doing crazy stuff. They snuck a bye, Dawn, on the mirror in when we come back into the workroom.
That's sickening. I'm gonna go back and watch.
Yeah, it's really sickening. It's a cute moment. It's sweet that they had that preloaded. So then we have some thirsty queen moments from Candy saying, if I'm not gonna win a crown, I'm gonna win a man.
I love that she said she loves femboys. It made me feel seen.
Very that. I my God. I feel like we're in a gold moment of femboy love, right?
Yeah. Femboy hooters. On TikTok, have you seen?
No, I haven't. Crystal, how old are you? Remind me.
I'm 29.
I'm 35. And I am, I don't know if you know, if you were alive for this, but like when I was in college, femboys were not it. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe it was high school for you, but like femboys were not it, which is why like I'm so unbelievably glad to be alive in this moment where feminist is fab.
Yeah, me too. I was a little femboy in high school. Mm-hmm. Femboy now.
Femboy now.
Femboy forever.
Yeah. That should be your OnlyFans handle. Femboy forever.
Yes. I'm going to have to get into it. Dolly's in it. I don't know if anyone else is in.
Right? Oh, we've got to get them in there. I mean, why the hell not? How do you feel about OnlyFans content that isn't filthy?
If it's not pornography, it's not OnlyFans to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So get out of here. Yeah. Go to Patreon.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're not doing filth, you're not doing OnlyFans. I swear. So here we go. We're getting our assignments. They're doing the RuPaul Mark channel moment. It's a bit similar to a Gay's Anatomy, a little bit in terms of it's an acting challenge. It's what you make of it.
Lots of green screen work.
Oh my God. I mean, only green screen. Y'all got a set for Gay's Anatomy.
Yeah, at least.
My God, I wonder why. Maybe it's more COVID safe that way or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure. The one thing that bothered me was that I remember they would make us take the lenses out of our glasses, like for confessional to not get the glare. Mm-hmm. But all the girls that had prop glasses, they didn't pop the lenses out. And so you could see the lights on all of them.
What the fuck?
Did you see that? I don't know why. Maybe
I
that's
missed
just
it.
I
well,
was annoyed.
Because you're triggered. You're triggered. I did not notice that.
Yeah, because I broke a pair of my glasses to wear in the confessional.
Shut up. And they were like, real prescription glasses.
And they were real glasses.
Fuck. That's so rude. So rude. Okay, so here we go. Elliot swears she's dumb. Denali feels like the lines are a lot. And Rosé says it's between me and Tina when we get in. And then Rue comes around to poke. My God, she's good at poking. She's good at poking ya.
So good.
You're someone who always came off like super lovable and likable in the Rue poke arounds. What tips would you have for a gal surviving a Rue poke around?
I have no tips. Every time Rue was in front of me, I was the most scared I'd ever been in my life. Like just talking to him, I was like, don't know how I was able to form words.
You're just letting that smile do the work. Just like
I just go, ha ha, and then I flip my hair.
Like when someone asks you a question, they're like, how old are you? And they're like, you're like, ha ha ha.
Yes, yeah. Very me.
Very. Okay, well, you fooled me.
Let's see. There was drama. Kimora didn't like working with Elliot.
Yeah.
She said that she didn't like her voice. And I totally agree because I can't stand high-pitched voices either.
I'm so with you on that. Totally. Yeah, it was wild. Rue scream laughs at Simone, just being charming as fucking hell. My God. Rue loses it at Utica, pretending to never have smoked weed.
That was my favorite.
It was funny.
That was so funny.
It was adorable.
I loved her little faces. She just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah, it gave me a drop of you of just like being effervescent and sweet and just letting Rue have the time of her life.
I mean, obviously, I was the quirky one and Utica is the quirky one. So
yes.
I'm like rooting for her. And so she did so good this week.
She is fucking cute. Yeah, I'm pumped for her. Rue calls Candy a whore. Love it. Love it. And then Rue clocks Tamisha's Cher fandom. Oh, this felt scary.
I don't know if I could name three Cher songs.
I can't. There's Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. That's the name of a single song, right?
when she said Gypsy, I was like, I don't know that song.
Yeah, I don't.
But if it played, I'm sure I would.
Yeah, I could. And I Got You, Babe. Does I Got You, Babe count? Like her song with Sunny?
Do her movies from the ABBA movie count?
Oh, yeah, that too. Because then I would say, show a little more. You gotta sing a little.
Oh, yes, burlesque. Okay,
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, remember that fucking burlesque is so crazy. Remember her really slow song in the middle of it, too, for no reason?
Yes, well, like, it was because she Cher.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the last of me.
Oh, I love her. Okay, got mix. Memory is tested. Woo! What a poke around.
What a poke. This is a classic Ru poke around, and we love the drama. Now we're kind of at the rehearsal moment. Rehearsing. What advice do you have for these girls, like, in this, you know, in this pressure cooker moment where, you know, Ross is poking at you?
I love Ross Matthews. I wish I would have gotten to work with him more.
Yeah.
I think you just have to always go too much because it's better than giving nothing.
Totally.
So
wait, which challenge did you work with him on? Like, which of the, I'm trying to remember, did he direct you in anything or just do his main
stage? I can't
remember,
because I think what happened was he wasn't even a judge on our first season individually, and then he was on the other team. Uh-huh. And then the times where he critiqued, I think I was, there was like one time I was safe, so I didn't really get to see Ross very much.
Too much. Damn. Yeah, but he definitely loved you. I love that critique he gave you of Bert and Ernie, where he was like, what the fuck is this?
Yes. Oh my gosh, my favorite moment.
A treat. Yeah, but I agree. My advice for the girls is the same. I haven't been on the show, but my literal advice is disrespect the script. Like,
yes. Oh my gosh, who cares about the lines?
Truly.
Just give the emotion and it's going to be fine.
Go too far. Yeah, go way too far. Be so stupid. I make shit up. That seems to be what the judges love.
Yeah.
Can you believe, I did not know this. Okay, this reference that they clocked Denali for, have you seen Mommy Dearest?
Yes.
I have too, but I did not know the ought to be reference, you know?
I did not either.
Okay, thank you. I was just like, there, yeah, it's tough that you have to be like a pop culture phenom sometimes in Drag Race.
Exactly. I literally have it on my to-do list to watch more gay old movies because I need to like...
Right.
Rue isn't going to learn anything that I know about. So I have to learn what Rue knows about.
Right. You did Poppy and they said no. They
yeah.
said, I don't care about new queer culture. I want queer culture from before 2000 or else. Yeah, that's funny. And in this rehearsal, they can't get Kimora to give us the Tyra. I was rooting for you.
No.
I know.
It was so obvious. Come on.
I know.
We were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you. And I wanted to, and that's, once again, perfect time to go further. She could have been like, I was rooting for you. When my mom tree yells at me like this, it's because she leafs me. Like, go further with that shit. Just start saying crazy shit from, I mean, right, don't, I know a little bit more about that monologue than I should, but.
I think that's the exact amount that you should know.
That's what you should know.
But I just thought it was so funny because obviously there was tree jokes in there and that's what she got so hung up on. It was like, she really wanted to say leaf the right way. I don't know. It was.
I know. And then even that was like, no, I don't care. We don't care. Simone, of course, is winning because she's just saying words dumb. You just say words dumb.
Victory.
That is good. And if her merch isn't out already, what is she doing? What is she doing? Yeah, I live. This was fun. Tamisha is also doing a great job of like, even when they're clocking her, she's just like, I'll just lean dumber, harder, bigger.
The whole episode could have been Tamisha woeing and it would have been better than the episode.
Truly.
Was.
Truly, truly, truly. And I mean, you know, I know her merch is out already. I love.
Oh my God. You know, it's out. I am obsessed with her merch shop.
Me too. Me fucking too. I live for everything. Look, she has 30-year-old children to feed. I mean, she can't fuck around with this.
Did you buy the high tops?
Okay, I have not bought them yet, but they're like in my cart. You know what I mean? I was like,
literally me too. I was like, I think I could stone them and wear them in drag.
I have, my main thing is like, I kind of like a low top, like, which I know is like not as cool, but like, I'm not as much of a high top queen, but we'll see. I'm sure there'll be low top soon with that. Say, ho, 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 ho. Okay. We're back in the workroom. We have Got and Tina. We have Got Mick and Tina helping Candy with her corset.
She's changing her look.
Changing her look. I wonder, was it a totally different train look she must have had before?
Yeah, she said that it was going to be her finale.
Oh, so she's like, girl, I can't burn that now.
But I don't know. I don't. It was like she said, because I think she mentioned that the train was like too long and she couldn't move in it. But isn't that the point of the train? Runway?
That is the point. That is the point. You got to give them a train. But I respect that. And also, it's fun. I don't know if you saw this, but Got Mick was also like, she switched up her train look. Because
I thought that was very nice of them.
Yeah.
Because their conductor look was way better. And I was like, if that were me, I would have just worn it.
I know, that little mustache with the conductor really
got me.
I know,
the mustache really was good.
That was good. That gave me Mario cosplay down. Like, that was, that was tasty. So I love it, though, but, like, I think they'll still be able to use it again, I'm sure. I don't know. Well, mate, I don't know. It would be funny if they just pull it out in a mini challenge just for quick drag.
Well, because the look that they had, the look that got Mick wore was their sheer look originally, which I thought it was fun, but it didn't read train to me.
Right. I agree. Can you believe they packed a fucking leaf blower? Like, what?
I'm obsessed.
What? Okay, we'll get to that. I'm taking us too far ahead. Simone went to prom in drag. Love that for Simone.
I do too. Little Reggie, that is so cute. I love the way her teacher was like, just go in there, Reggie.
Did you ever do any dragging about in high school?
Oh, no, I did not do drag. I didn't go to any of my dances until prom, though. So
yeah.
I did go to my senior prom, and I had so much fun.
That's fun.
And then I was like pissed I didn't go to any of my other dances.
Were you out in the high school?
I was not. I took my girlfriend to prom.
Work. Girl, me too. I took a friend girl to prom who was, I was also like very large. It was very big in size. And it doesn't matter, but she just happened to be very slim in size. And we looked insane together. Like, we looked truly like a Looney Tunes, like, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Group of silly mascots together. And we were just there to support each other and just be like, we're not doing this alone. But it was like, oh God, straight stuff kills me.
Oh, straight stuff is the worst.
Yeah. Ah! Ken, you know when you talk, ew. I know some straight people are like, fine. But you know when you talk to a straight person and you're like, ew.
Literally, if I'm talking to a straight person, I'm bored. I can't explain it.
I am 100% with you. I can't explain it. I can't explain it either. It's just something about their low, embarrassing, masculine voice. I can't do it. Okay. They talk about Tamisha's kids. We live. What a treat. And yeah, the girls are just talking shit.
I cannot believe that she had all... How young was she when she had these kids?
She said it must have been high school.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, I can't, her, she's, whoa.
I know, I also loved a story of just like, you know, then just kind of having a queer friend who was like, I think you need to come with me to a gay bar.
Oh, that's magical.
It's really cute. That is super magical. And I think we all have a friend like that, where you're like, or a friend who was like, can I just like, I don't know, come with you to a gay bar? I just want to come. And you're like, mm-hmm. yeah, that's fine. I live. Well, we're going to get into the main stage, but first, we have to take a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But
Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break. Crystal, we're back. did you? Oh, I see you're refreshed. I see you're toweling off after the break.
I feel so much better now that I've taken off all my clothes.
Yes, you look, oh my God, you look good. And thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for sharing your truth. Oh, I just did a screenshot of your nude life body and I'll be selling that on OnlyFans because that's where you take it. Okay, main stage. Okay, Rue comes out giving us black and gold one shoulder, strawberry high ponytail waterfall. What'd you think?
Gasp. Gasp.
Yeah.
So good. Good with an E.
Good with an E. Oh my God, Mrs. Good. Yes, Mrs. Paul does look incredible here. Yeah, it's great.
It's one of my favorite looks I've seen her totally. In a while. I just love the wig. It was so big and nice and just flipped cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. I think Rue, I don't know. Rue's just doing some new things. Like, it still feels Rue, but it just feels fresh in a way that I'm like, I love it. You look good in everything.
And Michelle.
Giving Hogwarts.
In my opinion, been serving this season.
My God.
Every single look.
True. I mean, she's fucking postmating express looks to your face, unlimited gold plan serving. Like, she's, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's too good. And then she has also the black and white glasses. Which, you know, they probably made her destroy. My God.
And she gets her glasses from Zenni Optical, as do I.
Ooh.
Well, actually, I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Say it. Say it. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Does she want her secrets revealed?
Maybe. I don't know. But hey, as long as Zenni Optical passes along some ad revenue to us, that's Zenni Optical. So dumb. Okay. Trains for days. Now, can I ask you, before we dig in, before we chirp and burp the looks, because we're the only place on the internet that critiques Drag Race looks, what would you wear for Trains for Days, just hypothetically?
Hypothetically, I think we all know I would have packed a cardboard train that I would have put myself into.
Yes.
And just choo-chooed down the runway.
What if your train was like cloud, like little smoky cloud plumes or something?
Yes, that would be so cute.
Oh.
I, like, honestly, when I was watching it, I was like, where are the trains?
I know. You got one from Tinta. But yeah, Trains for Days. Yeah, you know, you could also just, you know, have fun with the double entendre. And, you know, I would probably have stapled a bunch of male mannequins to my ass and then gone with the sexual train innuendo, you know, like running.
Oh.
Yeah, like men running train on me.
I could have done a very phenomenal fill, but like with a mullet that goes down.
If you did that, I think we both know if you did that, RuPaul's skull would have popped open. She would have, from delight and excitement that you're acknowledging Elle DeBarge even more, she would have truly bounced out of the studio, like the Noid.
Yes, I love it.
Fun. Okay, next, first up on our runway is we have Denali giving gay Quetzal Bird Lisa Frank fantasy. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed this. I thought
me too.
The train was really fun. The inside still had all the feathers on it. Mm-hmm. The hair was really cute. Mm-hmm. Even her earrings were little wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I mean, it was incredible. It reminded me of Kim Chi's feathery look from season 8, like a little, like it's
you. That she roller skated in, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That she fucking roller skated in. She has a couple fucking crazy feather looks. But yeah, it was gorgeous. It was absolutely stunning. And chicken feathers continue to get just drug through the mud.
I don't understand why people are being so rude to chicken feathers.
Rude.
I think that if, you know, it's just a styling choice. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sell a chicken feather.
Yeah, it's fine. But they are truly getting attacked on this season like Laganja and the Untucked Room. You know, just, I don't know what you said about chicken feathers, but I know you said something and I know it was mean. This is a chirp for me. How about you?
It's a chirp for me as well.
Work. Okay, Miss Olivia Lux.
Double chirp.
Olivia Lux.
Wait, hold on.
Please.
Does Olivia play the piano?
I don't know. I know she's musically talented. She's probably.
No, I think she does because she always talks about it.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Because she dressed up like Beethoven.
She won't shut up about it is what you're saying. Yeah, that is pretty. I liked it and I love the appliques on the face a lot. What'd you think?
I thought it was really fun. I loved that it's the coat split into two in the back.
Uh-huh.
A little interesting. And yeah, the little appliques on the face, very Poison Ivy.
Oh, very Uma Thurman's.
Yeah.
How you doing, boy? which is well documented that when she did Poison Ivy, she literally told the director, I'm just going to do Mae West. That's what I'm going to do. I'm selfish, and this is not a note, but how funny would it have been if her train was sheet music? Like, how dumb and fun.
That would have been fun.
Right?
I love that idea. She could have been throwing it around everywhere, yeah.
Well, yeah, it is still gorgeous. Love the white pump back. It is a chirp for me.
Yeah, it's a chirp for me. I love ruffles.
Yes.
The shirt. Oh, so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really sexy. Elliot with two T's giving us white floral lace ruffles down pantsuit mama. Yes. What do you think?
I'm conflicted because I actually really love this look. Mm-hmm. I love that it's all white. I think she looks so beautiful. And like the boots, they mm-hmm. got the cute buckles on them. I'm interested. The hair I want. Please, Elliot, mm-hmm. tell me where you got this.
Mm.
But it's... Some of the runways don't read train to me. Because this is just a bodysuit. I mean, it's a bodysuit with a train added.
It's more of a petticoat, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm just being like picky on the theme.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But like the styling I really, really love.
I agree. It's really pretty. It's really pretty. I'm going to give it a light chirp because I think it's just really pretty. Yeah, but it maybe didn't break the mold.
Wait, hold on. It's chirp and what's the other?
Oh, burp. Burp. Chirp and burp. Is it a chirp or is it a burp?
It's going to be a chirp. I'm not wanting to burp, I don't think.
Yeah, you're not ready to burp. You're not ready to burp. Hey, save it. You'll need it. You'll need them. So next is Kamora. Drag on us to hell. Wow, this look.
We love.
I mean.
This, to me, is... We haven't gotten to Simone yet.
Uh-huh.
Who was the winner for me. Uh-huh. But this was the second top... It, like, this look is so beautiful.
So
the
beautiful.
The tail and everything.
Yeah. It's stunning. The heads are cool. It's also fucking crazy and has, like, a Bowser tail, but it's still really elegant. I love it. The hair is moist. Yeah, this is a big chirp for me.
Yeah. I'm going to chirp it, too. My only thing was it annoys me when... the hair is so long in the back because the spikes went all the way up. So I just want, I love short hair that doesn't even like touch the outfit.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. No, and I think, you know, she posted on her Instagram, like she actually had some different hair options, it looks like, because she kind of posted on her Instagram with a different hair look. So,
oh, I've seen, yeah, she was in a music video, the Chicago Drag Excellence.
Love that.
And she had one wig, it was so fun. And then even in her post, she has another wig.
So she's undecided herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's undecided. But it's a big chirp for me overall.
Yeah, huge chirp. Big gold chirp.
Golden chirp. Miss Simone giving us come on. This is incredible. The do-rag with the blues and the pinks.
Wow. It's just so fun. It's like, you know, we haven't seen it before. It's totally her style.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain it. And she's so fun because with all her looks, she's been doing really fun, like visuals and everything. So mm-hmm. I'm just all in with Simone.
This is incredible. And I'm going to say this also harkens back to Paris is Burning in a really exceptional way because it glamorizes something that, you know, majority culture has deemed like not glamorous, which is something so exciting and fucking cool about POC queens is elevating your own culture and showing it as beautiful is like gag on top of gag. And it's incredible.
Yeah, it's just so fun. It's like the corset underneath, but then the bodysuit over it that's kind of just like hanging off.
Oh,
it's sick.
She's like, she loves clothes hanging off her and it looks good every time.
I agree.
Chirp. This is
so
a chirp.
Beautiful.
It's a chirp or a caca. I can't tell. I can't. It's one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, this is a total caca.
Caca. You.
Caca.
Hey, take it from the bird queen herself. It is a caca. Okay. Miss Lala Ri giving us even more Mortal Kombat with a snake suit and no wig. What do you think?
I really liked, I think sometimes, you know, when they're like explaining their look and talking about it, mm-hmm. that can really sell you. And I loved when she did her little reveal and she's like, I'm shedding. So I like when they're in fully to their own story.
Uh-huh.
I love the look. I love the pattern. I just wish there was like a headpiece. I love height on top.
I agree.
Other
I agree.
Than that, I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it looked great. And it weirdly looked better with the mask, I thought, than when we got to see it without the mask.
I love that she's been incorporating masks.
Right?
It's something that we're all going to have to start doing anyway.
This is another funny thing that I need to talk about. Drag Race has been talking about the apocalypse for a decade. And now that we're actually in the apocalypse, they're ignoring it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh my gosh.
All the way season 4, season 10, I bet there's an apocalypse reference in your season 2. But like, Rue is obsessed with the apocalypse. And now that we're like actually dealing with it, it's like, don't talk about it. Drag Race.
It's too real.
It's too real now. Yeah, it's too real. But yeah, it's a chirp.
Yeah, it's a chirp for me as well. It's really fun. Like, I just want to see Lala Ri perform.
I know. We want to see more of her. And I'm sure the producers or whoever decides was like, ooh, who do we want to see a lip sync between more? And I think they kind of wanted the gag of our winning queen to be in the bottom the next week, which is why we got our bottom too. But, you know, my God.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. You just let it be a mystery is for the best. Utica wearing a big old fucking drape inspired by Carol Burnett. What'd you think?
I think it was a really fun reference that obviously Rue's gonna love.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was smart. Like the way that the curtains all drape behind her is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think my favorite part is she got to the front of the runway and just started like beating the dress and the way it like flopped around. I just really enjoyed that part.
Yeah.
That was my favorite moment.
I love it. I love her. I love it. It's a great funny direction for her to go. I couldn't help but notice that like the wig was a little kooky, crazy looking, but maybe that's what she wanted.
You know, I don't know if I hate the wig or if I love it because of like the reference she's going for. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's a goofy lady.
Yeah, it's a goofy lady.
Very her.
From a sketch comedy show who probably would be wearing a goofy, crazy sketch comedy wig.
A really poorly styled wig.
this is tearing me up. This is tearing up my heart. Oh, yeah, I like Utica so much, but I'm gonna have to give it a light burp because I just didn't think it was as good as some of the other stuff we've seen from her.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm gonna light chirp it then.
Okay. Lovely. Lovely. She deserves it. Rosé, 80s Lady Tux tulle. What'd you think?
Tux fluff. Okay, so what I have written is tux fluff. Not a train.
Not a train. Okay, yes, here we go. This is good. This is a good call. Does not a train make?
I don't know. And part of me is like, do I know what a train is? It's just long behind you. So I don't know. It just didn't read train to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of the fluff coming out from behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good, but I agree. I wasn't like train.
Yeah,
but I like it. But she should know from her sister that, you know, Stephanie's child is cursed when it comes to wearing tulle. They should just, for whatever reason, even when they look sickening, the Drag Race says no, no, no. I think it's really cute. Oh, this is tough, and I love the hair. I'm gonna give it a light chirp because I really like the idea.
I'm gonna burp it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just.
Does not a train make?
Almost, like, I don't know. I don't know, but I would wear it.
Mm-hmm. What if her train was just lines of coke? Just to honor the 80s. Just, you know. Just
yeah.
Big old rails.
Maybe I want more. I don't know. I want white on the back or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't give you the answer.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of drag. You don't have to. Miss Got Mick. Oh my gosh. Trains. She has, of course, she's celebrating the colors of the trans flag, bedazzled with her leaf blower. We talked about it earlier, but what do you think? What do you think?
It's beautiful. I love that she brought the wind machine.
Right.
Or the blower.
Uh-huh. We're and so I love gay, we don't even know what a leaf blower is. That's how gay we are.
I know. I've never used one.
I don't know her.
But I wonder if they told her she wasn't allowed to turn it on and then they just edited in the sound. Because I felt like she didn't actually use it to blow herself.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That could have been the case. Also, because
you can
take a leaf blower to your mouth because that is funny. We always know that's funny.
But I think it's really beautiful. I mean, I love it when girls do one eye one color and one eye the other.
Mm-hmm.
All the diamonds on the necklace. The shoes are totally stoned with the exact same stones as the leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in. I'm chirping.
It's beaute. It's beaute. I'll give it a chirp. It could be trainier, but I give it a chirp.
Yes, I also wrote, not train.
The train is not running. This is not a train. Stopped service. Tina giving Thomas the Tank Engine. I mean, with the train tracks behind her.
I like the idea of having the train tracks behind. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the white tulle coming off the sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's steam, maybe?
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
And, like, for me, I don't know why, but it just bothers me, like, on we saw in UK, like, taking David Bowie and to do drag, you just make it a gown.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, just turning things into gown kind of, like,
sparkling.
Annoys me.
So, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, I almost wish it was, like, in this case, I wish it was pants with the railroad train.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, I love the train tracks, but I'm not really obsessed with the rest of it. And, but it's that weird thing where, like, it looks rich, but I'm not excited. Not to sound rude. I'm just not, like, super excited by it. Oh, this is hard. Hey, what color is her wig again in this?
It is red. It kind of looks like my entrance look wig that's poofy on the side with a bang.
Okay, I need her to stop wearing red. So for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going to burp it.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to burp it as well. Okay. But I'm glad that she was in a blue outfit.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm being fully petty.
Here's
and
what
stupid.
I think. I think Tina Burner should only wear t-shirts with flames on them, like Guy Fieri.
That's
and then that would get the fire point across without being
yes
orange.
That would there we go. We have to explore new kinds of fire, even if it's you know like just like a burnt forest or like you know a pussy on fire. New kinds of fire. Okay, Joey J giving us Matrix extra with a tongue train leather head piece.
Matrix extra, I like that. I do not like this look.
No, no, we don't.
There's something about the jacket that I hate. And then because we only get to see the mouth on the back for like a second, it doesn't read as a tongue.
Right.
But there's a jewel at the end of the tongue, but it looks like a pearl to me. Mm-hmm. So I wish maybe she was dressed like a clam or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Lick-a-tongue.
That's just where my mind
went. She could
went.
Give us Lick-a-tongue, the Pokemon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I did not like this either. And I feel like, because I also feel like we've kind of seen this like dark Leg Avenue lady from her before. So I need something a little newer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at her like weird braided red pony. I kind of liked that. Mm-hmm. But everything else I could pass.
I'm going to have to burp it. I'm going to have to burp it.
I'm a burp it as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Candy.
A big burp.
Big burp, I'm sorry. Candy Muse giving us Red Velvet Dracula Slut. What'd you think?
Burp.
Burp. Talk to me why. Talk to me why. Tell me.
I know that she changed the outfit, but it just didn't read train to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I mean, it was longer in the back a little bit, but it wasn't a train.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could see her underwear underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And the wig looked like it had blown over or something. I don't know.
Blown over. One thing I love about her is like she makes fun of herself so much. And like she's made fun of herself online, posting a picture of herself going, don't play around with your makeup when you're on national TV. Which I actually.
Very true.
Very true. Very true. But you did it successfully.
I don't, you know, that's the thing too, is I don't think I really did anything I hadn't ever done before. Like girls like Heidi that were trying to glue prosthetic noses on and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you trying to experiment with that right now mm-hmm. when we have no time?
Yeah. Cause like usually runways are what? I mean, sorry, workroom to runway is like hour 15, 2 hours.
Yeah. Full drag.
That sucks.
In full drag.
That's especially when they're asking for the level they're asking from. All the girls.
Especially when you have to talk about
God.
Your internal struggles right. with all the girls.
The time your cats came out as gay and then they left you because they hate gay people, but they like gay cats, that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All of that.
All
it's
of that.
It's very emotionally draining.
My God. Yes. It reminded me of Planet of the Capes, you know, from your season where they were like, this is not that. It's not enough. So I like it overall, but I'll to be fair to all the burps I've given, it's a burp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like, yeah. It just wasn't adding up for me. And I love candy.
I love candy.
So it's like, I just was, you know, when we're extra sad when she doesn't hit it.
Yeah, exactly. She's incredible. She's phenomenal. She's not going anywhere. But yeah, it just wasn't the super best. It's still cute. It just wasn't the super best. Yeah. Okay. Tamisha. Pink lady suit. Oh, I didn't like this either.
This wasn't my favorite either. And I love her. And I think she wore the same hair that she wore last week.
Damn it.
And so I don't know. Maybe she's like Aiden. Mm-hmm. And this is just the wig that she wears.
Maybe it's a SIG.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be like Miss Akira wearing that damn big wig 5 times on the runway. I can't. Yeah, I just didn't love it. I think it is pretty. It is pretty. But
it's pretty, it's pink, and it meets the criteria of a trend, but barely.
Yeah, barely. To be fair, I'm gonna burp it because it's cute, but it's not gag.
I have to give it a little burp. A little bit of a burp.
So now we watch the shows, which are, you know, all these movies, these RuPaul Mark movies, which are completely unfollowable and incoherent in every way, but fun. They're still really fun. we have our moments. You know, Misery Loves Company. We know that Denali and Kamora had a hard time in that. God Loves Flags. We had a great time watching Simone be loud. And honestly, that's the key to comedy. Loud and short is truly the key to comedy.
I agree. I think Simone, out of everyone, was the best actor.
Yeah.
By far.
Having fun. And she's having fun. Like, it's just that weird thing where, for whatever reason, if you're not having fun, we can see it.
It's very true.
Very real.
So funny.
Very real. I know. It's crazy. And then, yeah, I mean, April Rules rush in. You know, we have our hilarious appearances by JBC. And once again, Candy gets attention by disrespecting the script.
And they just put fart sounds in when she walks. I mean, how is that not going to be funny?
How's that not going to be funny? Yeah, nothing new here. Which one of these would you like to be in, hypothetically? Which one of these little movie sketches?
I would want to be in April Fool's as Candy's character, Whoopi. Mm-hmm. So I could, I mean, that's very my brand.
That's very you. That's very you. You could clown about. I would love to see that. I mean, you literally walked into the workroom doing that physicality, I feel like. Right?
Yeah.
Like doing the kick to kick.
Yes, literally.
Literally. Okay, we have some safe girls in Tamisha, Elliot, Olivia, Utica, Joey, Got, Tina. And then they have some critiquey tikis. Ruse, bring back my girls just being a scream, made me laugh when she was just like,
yeah, she's so funny to me every time. I love Ruse.
She's having so much fun and she's so funny. Simone wins. Shocker or duh?
Duh. It wasn't shocking at all.
Yeah.
Although it's crazy that she won. She's won her lip sync. Mm-hmm. She won her episode. Like, she just keeps winning.
Totally. She's got a target.
What's
going
to happen?
Well, something. Just like the next week clip showed us, you know, something crazy. It's not. But something crazy is going to happen where she falls from grace. We'll see. We'll see. But, you know, I will be shocked if she goes anywhere.
I would be too. I think she's one of my top picks.
Yeah, she's a real treat. Rosé comes close. Candy and LaLaurie are safe. And we have our lip sync between Denali and Kamora Hall.
And they're both friends. They know each other from Chicago. It's extra emotional.
They were sweet and untucked. I like that they were supporting each other. Yeah, this lip sync is great. It is an absolute murder, but it is great.
Oh my goodness. It was so... Denali was doing so well. They somehow got a spotlight in there and
I know.
Turned it on for Kamora.
I know.
That, I was like, wait, what's happening? I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's hard to do. Do they make everyone... Wait, okay, you only do the lip sync once, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, because I mean, that looks exhausting to do more than once. Okay, This was incredible. And this, once again, to Kamora's credit, I saw this online today and it made me laugh so hard. On, like, Drag Race posted the lip sync and Kamora wrote RIP, which is, that is the kind of self-aware queen we live for.
Yeah, we love. There's something, though, that just doesn't add, like, sometimes the math with Drag Race, it's like, how much is the challenge worth and how much is the runway worth?
Uh-huh.
Because her runway, for me, it's like, if you're wearing the best thing on the runway, you should just be safe.
That's true. That is true. That, like, girls have been saved by a stunning runway many times before, but
yeah,
not today for some reason. Yeah, that was really interesting. I like that. It also made me want to scream, come on, Charlie, let's go! Which I've been known to scream and makes me really happy. So I hope Come On, Kamora, Let's Go really catches on with the children.
Oh my gosh. My favorite moment was, like, Denali hadn't even fully stood up before Rue was like, you're a winner.
Right? Right? It was almost like Kennedy's milk, you know? With great power comes milk. It was almost that quickness.
Yeah.
Did you see when Denali, like, did, like, a throat slit to the girls in the back during the lip sync?
No.
My God. She just murdered. She just night stalkered all these hoes because she, in the middle of the lip sync, she makes sure to do a throat slit to the girls in the back to let them know they're in trouble when it's their time.
Literally.
My God.
Like, I can't even imagine going up against her.
My God. Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun, fun, fun lip sync. Every move is given. Do you worry? I mean, this is me just being hypothetical, but, like, she says, like, I think I gave every move I know how to do.
That's also kind of risky. Like,
it's
even
risky.
Gigi, for her lip sync against Widow, you know, she didn't do her little backflip until later when it was,
right,
like, going to be a surprise. So
she saved that shit. She was like, she's going to win this one. Yeah, that's funny. Do you feel like you had anything, like, you were like, I'm just going to hold on to this for a second. Let me just hold on to this for a second.
For what?
Like, was there anything where you were like, I gotta save this for later? I mean,
oh,
actually,
yeah.
You
know what I mean? I just have such a huge library of moves at my disposal that I don't really think about things like that.
I'm laughing about something else. I'm laughing about something else.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, you are so fucking funny. You are so fucking adorable. When you're watching the finale with your top three sisters and you're just like, oh shit. Like, y'all did that. I thought that was so fucking cool and endearing.
Oh my gosh, that watching it live with each other was so fun because, like, it was really the first time we got to watch it. And I'm pretty sure I only watched myself.
Good.
Like, when Gigi had her reveals and stuff, I didn't even notice. I was like,
good. Good. I mean, you have to. Do you have a hard time? I mean, in general, do you have a hard time watching yourself or not so much?
I don't really like look. I don't like watching myself or listening to myself, but
okay.
Sometimes
okay.
It's fine.
I kind of feel the same way. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, nah. But every once in a while, I'm like, let me see what I did. Oh, that's it. Kamora leaves us. She's stunning. She's gorgeous. Aww. I can't wait to see what she does next. Like that video you mentioned, that was such an awesome way to, like, show this, like, these Chicago girls' unity and love despite the show.
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan of the Chicago scene. I just love how they all rally behind each other.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, loving. It's so cute.
It's really fucking cute. Crystal, how can we support you? Will you remind us where we can buy your stuff and support you directly?
Hey again, it's me, Crystal Method. In case you forgot, you can get my merch at mybestjudymerch.com.
Yes!
I'm in America, all over. Just go to my Instagram. You'll see. I'm trying to get to 1 million.
Oh!
I'm almost there.
Oh, you are? You're super
I don't
close.
Know if
it's
almost.
It's going to happen.
I'm at like 900,000.
It's going to happen.
Which
it's fully going to happen.
Is crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, that's great. I live for that. And I hope you're reaching out to all the craziest brands like that glass shop you mentioned and telling them, I will sell your shit. I think you really should, because it works, I would say. It works when you say, I will sell your shit. Please give me the money.
Okay. Thank you for the advice. I'm going to do it.
Do it. Before we go, I'm going to read one of our reviews. Thank you for rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. It really makes a difference. It helps support the pod and keeps it free for the children. This one is just one of the many lovely ones I'm going to read that says, finally, 15 years and we finally have a Drag Race podcast. It's so odd. No one thought of doing this before. Not even Drag Race contestants. Oh, well. The hosts of the show are delightful and perfect, upbeat, and just great to listen to. Definitely worth the listen and then some. Thank you, Ballshard44. Thank you for that.
Amazing.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Crystal, you're an icon and a legend, and I can't wait to support you in public and dance with you in Australia.
Oh my gosh, yes, rain on me.
Please. Oh my God, we have to learn the dance. Did she learn it on TikTok?
I don't know, but I'll learn it if you learn it.
Promise. Okay, you lovely, perfect human. Go follow us on Drag Her Podcast, where we're posting lives of our UK coverage with sickening queens like Tatiana and Crystal, the other Crystal. And we'll be posting those clips a week late as bonus content here on the Drag Her feed. So we will be supporting your Drag Race addiction. Well, till next week. Bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.